it's not a black mold, it's just a feature wall.
It's the Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Celine, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm all right, you know, hanging on like everyone is. It is a beautiful morning today, though, so
excellent.
That helps.
Yes, that does help indeed.
Yeah, it does.
We've had some pretty lockdown-related renting questions come through, unsurprisingly. Zoe, what's the first one you got there?
Right, to start us off, can my landlord evict me during level four?
Okay, well, sadly, I think they can. Last year, so this is what's quite interesting, because I guess we've only been in level four for a little bit, and I guess a lot of us probably thinking it will be a bit longer, but as it hasn't been officially mandated yet, it looks like we haven't brought in the same protections that we did last year.
Right.
So last year they brought in kind of... for a number of months, there were no tenancy terminations and there were no rent increases as well. There is a freeze on those things. At the moment, there is not a freeze on that. But I would really hope that if this gets extended or extended just in Auckland, for example, that hopefully something like that would be brought in. Mm. So I would not just accept it. I would query that because basically you're supposed to stay in place as much as you can. And there are exceptions to that, like if you're finding refuge from family violence, for example. Mm-hmm. So you are allowed to move in some circumstances. But I would say that if this goes on much longer, hopefully they would bring in restrictions again. But if that's happening to you, I would call for some tenants protection and get some help, because if someone's done that this week, that's pretty diabolical.
Pretty stink,
I would say.
Yeah, very stink. And I imagine there's probably a few people in that kind of weird grey area where maybe they were supposed to move out this week, or maybe this was like a period of transition. That can be quite tricky to negotiate at the moment. Any advice around that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Tenancy Services, their website has some official pages up there about Alert Level 4. So there is a big page of advice around COVID, landlords and tenants, but a lot of that is about last year. But there is one that came, the page that was put up on the 19th of August about New Zealand being at Alert Level 4, and that has quite a lot of information on there. So I would look closely at that, and that's basically talking about what happens if you have, you know, maintenance planned, or if you have a property inspection planned, etc. And it's really just telling you to kind of talk to, basically just to say that landlords and tenants need to talk and find a solution, mm-hmm. but you're following level four guidelines. So there are a few exceptions to the rule, but I would say they're pretty, the government is really wanting us to abide by these, by level four. So most of it is just, it's not happening until we get to level three, and then there's a little bit more room. So I would get some help, but look at those pages in detail for sure.
We've got another level four question here. Someone says we've got two extra people living in our flat for lockdown. We emailed our landlord to give him a polite heads up, and now he wants to increase our rent. Is this allowed?
It's one of those things where you're very kind to have told them, and you're doing the right thing in telling them, and then they're, so they're not really supposed to do that, especially you're not, there is no rent increase freeze like there was last year yet. So a routine rent increase can happen, but a rent increase that seems like kind of retribution to an act you've done seems out of line, and that doesn't seem legal to me. Also, if you have a tenancy agreement that mandates how many people are allowed to live in your house, then they could have more cause to complain, which is something I would just keep it more quiet. though I didn't obviously tell you to do that.
No, of course not.
No. But I would say if they're coming to live with you because of self-isolation or all of these things going on with level four, I don't think there's any way that... I don't think they would be able to do that. So I would ring up and get some advice from a tenancy hotline.
Yeah.
I would call Tenants Protection if they're trying to do that, because I just don't think they can't spring kind of a rent increase out of their pocket as like, you did that, so here's this.
Yeah. And I mean, you just hope that people would be a bit kinder at this time, you know? So
exactly.
There's always
exactly.
that angle.
Especially when you're being upfront and saying that this is happening
yeah.
because of COVID. You would really hope people would understand that and be grateful you told them.
Mm.
So I'd get some help for that for sure.
What else have we got here, Zoe?
Yeah, this one is our property manager's handyman popped into our shed to get a mower and some tools the other day during level 4 and without even giving us a heads up. What's the best way to address this with the property manager? It feels bad from a COVID and tenancy law perspective to me. This literally happened to me, the exact same situation last level 4.
Oh,
and
no.
I was so uncomfortable about it and I didn't know what to do. So what do you reckon?
It's a hard one because... there's a lot of stuff in terms of, like, if a landlord is coming over or you're getting maintenance, they're not allowed to come into the house without, you know, giving you warning and be okay and everything. But there's kind of this grey area around the property. So, mm-hmm. like, a landlord's allowed on the property to do kind of, like, prune trees or whatever without even letting you know. So I guess it depends how a shed fits into that and a handyman. But in general, that doesn't seem great. And then in level 4, you would hope that people would be, again, you're just really hoping people are kind of following these guidelines to the letter and would understand that that would be really disconcerting.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem safe, though it may be, like, legal in the way we're framing things. Again, it's important to kind of look at this idea of quiet enjoyment. So as a tenant, you're allowed to enjoy the quiet enjoyment. And that, having someone who pops in to pick up stuff from your shed all the time is potentially in breach of that, I would say, especially when you're in a situation like this. So I guess my advice probably would be to hope that it's not going to happen again and maybe contact your property manager to mention that it doesn't seem legitimate in level 4 and maybe just try and appeal to their their good nature and explain and just let them know that that didn't feel comfortable. But it's a tricky one. I don't think that should have to happen.
Could be worth maybe even having a look at the COVID rules around that as well, because that could be a useful thing to say, hey, look, you might be allowed under tenancy law to do X, Y, and Z, but at the moment with COVID restrictions, you shouldn't be A, B, and C. Might be helpful to explore that avenue too, just as a thing to have in an email line.
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. And then, because you don't have much support in tenancy law, but in terms of COVID regulations, as you say, I think that would be a really good way to go about it. They are, you know, a business. They can be framed under the COVID guidelines in that way, I'm sure. So that's probably a really good way to know where you stand and to express that it doesn't seem legitimate to you.
Cool. Our last one is somebody who wants to know some advice for asking for a temporary rent decrease during lockdown. Any tried and true ways to approach this? It's a tricky question to go about, but I can totally understand why you'd be wanting to have that conversation.
Absolutely. It's a really tricky conversation. And I think in general, it's a tricky conversation because... often in New Zealand, tenants feel like they can't approach these things because they will then influence kind of their situation and put themselves at risk. It's tricky because last year, again, there was more kind of mechanisms put in place. People were given mortgage holidays, and I know there were a lot of, I have heard of landlords that offered rent decreases to their tenants or just enacted them because they were having a mortgage holiday and they were kind of just like trying to support. There seemed to be more of a feeling of solidarity last year in some ways, though I'm sure the tenants that had rent decreases are like far and few between, but it did happen. And I do know people as well that emailed and mentioned that they had all lost work and they were feeling quite stressed out and were then offered some decrease in rent for a short time or for level 4 or level 4 and 3. Again, this time I kind of see it less like as a less likely thing, which is terrible, but it's still, I think, it's this tricky thing where you maybe are not that supported by the law in this.
Yeah.
So it becomes very much kind of a all about like working out your relationship you have with your landlord or your property manager and thinking about whether you think that's something that you could breach safely and could be a potential option. I hope people feel like they can do it, but mm-hmm. I understand if you don't. So I would say, depending on your relationship with them in the past, like give it a try if you feel like you can.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some people will absolutely understand and be in a position where they're happy to do that. So I don't want to kind of all out get everyone to email. I wish I could, and I wish I could say that, but I just do worry that,
yeah.
you know,
gotta
we don't
yourself.
Have that much support. You've got to protect yourself, but if you feel like you have a relationship where that question would be fine if it's a yes or a no, or that might be something that would happen, then I would absolutely go for it. But just be aware that it's we have less mandated protections in this level four situation at the moment than we did last year. So that's hopefully something we'll really be pushing for if it looks like this will be extended, to make sure we get some of those eviction freezes and stuff like that happening too.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Celine. It's always great to have your wise advice on the
no
show.
Problem.
I hope you're staying cozy in your bubble, and we'll talk to you again in a fortnight. So if anybody's got questions between now and then, they can text them through and we will make sure that we get them to you. So thanks for that one, Celine. Take care.
Perfect. You too.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.